Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The odds of me wearing a pink jumpsuit to work tomorrow or Daquan Plowden doing what he did last night again?
Minus 110 for both.
The pink jumpsuit.
The pink jumpsuit.
Yeah. Daquan Plowden is the hero we didn't know we needed.
Like,
the Chicago Bulls ought to be ashamed of themselves. They already were probably going to... I mean, I don't know. They've been saying it for years that they were going to trade guys. I don't know why they don't. I guess it doesn't really make
that's like
difference.
The point in the sports movie where they just send everyone down and bring in a whole, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
that's the point in the sports movie where no one starts the next game. This isn't a sports movie.
Yeah, that's when everyone gets traded or cut or whatever. The Bulls should be completely ashamed of themselves for losing that game last night. It's crazy.
Awful.
They lost to Keaton Wallace and Daquan Plowden, which no one's ever heard of before. No offense to those guys. Like, those guys are obviously... You know, one of the things, like a positive spin on it that I always think of is, you know, you see this in tanking years. Anybody who's in the NBA is so fucking good.
Like, right.
If you give a guy 30 minutes in a game and actually give him an opportunity, he's, you know, chances are guys are going to do something.
Especially the other team's like, ah, fuck this guy. He's not going to beat us.
You get tricked by it sometimes on tanking teams because guys that wouldn't normally be getting 30, 35 minutes a night get it. And then they'll average 17 points a game because they're fucking incredible. I mean, they're incredible basketball players. They're obviously just not as good as the other guys that are in the NBA in front of them. But like Daquan Plowden is the best basketball player that 99.9% of people ever went to high school with. You know what I mean? That guy's crazy good, but obviously, you know, it's the NBA, so it's a different deal. But good for him, man. How cool is that?
Let me ask you all a question about last night's win, because obviously Plowden and Wallace have limited opportunity and they want to ball out. But how much of this is a credit to Quinn Snyder for like...
It's a huge credit because the Hawks have played a lot of games like this the last 5 years and they've lost all of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, this is a game where they just kind of roll the ball out there and get beat by 20 and everyone's like, they got beat by 20. It felt like it did. I was thinking that on the way in.
I felt this whole year has been so much more of Quinn Snyder's fingerprints on the team. And it starts probably with Trey and how he's playing, but Dyson Daniels...
The relationship that they have, and I think that's some of what Randy and I were talking about in the opening segment yesterday, was like the entire vibe that Trey gives off feels so much more positive. And I think it's because of that relationship.
It feels for the first time since he was hired that this is a Quinn Snyder coach team.
Yeah. Well, just the culture feels different.
Yeah, yeah.
Like everything feels... I don't know. I don't know why it wouldn't have been like that before. I mean, if you don't like the coach, I guess that just kind of trickles all the way down. But like,
you can feel that shit in the locker room when you're star player coach.
Totally.
And there was some other, you know, other issues going on. Not issues, but like relationship
stuff here and there. But like, no, it feels like everybody's really connected. And no, that was a. I don't know. I was very impressed by that win last night. I mean, I know the Bulls aren't good, but that's a game that's so easy.
They're also not like the worst team in the NBA.
That's such
either.
A schedule loss, easy to gloss over NBA, you know, middle of January, nobody gives a shit game. And like I didn't get to turn it on until midway through the second quarter, but I was like, dang, nobody's playing and they're winning. And they're playing good. Like, they're playing hard on defense. Like, they held the Bulls to under 100 points with eight guys out. Like, I don't know. I loved it. It was awesome.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.